Lots of A's. Maybe one too many A's.
Some things are an unwinnable battle.
Amber and Ian, weeknights at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on SiriusXM Channel 80. From the State Street Studio, this is WMVP WTBC HD2, Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. It's the Chaunce here with my co-host for the day, Mr. Mike Reynolds.
Good morning.
And we are at where?
Paul's in Westchester.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester. We got plenty of coffee. We got a bunch of goodies on the counter there. We have some juicy juice and apple boxes in case somebody needs that doesn't want coffee. You know, how can you not want coffee in the morning? But that's okay. We got a good show planned.
You know, you guys all saw it here, but 20 seconds before the opening, everything went dead. Chauncey about had a heart attack. He about had a heart attack.
Well, it's because there's, you know, Justin, who's at the board op today. Thank you, Justin, for everything. And I mean thank you for everything this week, Justin. And there's a little thing there where he was going to say something to me, and he cut. And I hear dead, and the heart just went,
oh, yeah, your face just went, now what?
Yeah, well, like I said, we got a great show planned for you today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got some great people here. We have, besides Paulie, give Paulie a round of applause.
Yay!
There are two people 26 years ago that said, I'm there. When we started Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the radio. And the two people are, one is Wayne Libera standing over here from Waterworks Marine. Hey. And the other one is Paulie. Paulie said, in the old shop, I was eating a sandwich, and he sat in front of me, and he goes, I'm there. Okay. And it was 26 years ago, and he's had to put up with me since then. But then we also have Ken Husker O'Malley. Where is he? Hiding under the TV set. Great job there. He's a local fisherman who fishes, God, everywhere. But we're going to talk. He's going to give us some insights on different things that he's been up to, little reports. And then, where is it? The best fishing shirt I think I've seen in 25 years. We're going to have him come out and do a little, what do they call it, runway walk for everybody. We've got Jim Crowley from Jim Crowley Outdoors. I was on his show last Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
This past Wednesday or last Wednesday?
Either one.
It's been a rough week. And so, you know, he's going to be gone, and he's got his, it's not a podcast, it's a
two shows. Yeah. So I have Jim Crowley Outdoors
and Slick Fish Radio. That's the one I keep forgetting. It is Slick Fish Radio. But and then we have tons of prizes. We've got fishing reels and rod combination. I've got a bunch of reels up there. I got them from a couple of lovely women who said, Your group will enjoy these. Get them out of my garage.
Gee, I wonder who that would be.
You know. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. But, you know, Mike, you know, I'm pretty excited about all the different things that are going on. We've got, you know, fall hunting's coming on. We got teal season coming in September. They don't call it nuisance goose. It's
resident goose. Resident goose.
I like nuisance. When you hit the thud on the ground and they're a nuisance, you feel better.
That's right. You're doing your share.
That's right. That's right. And at 4 o'clock this morning, I found that there's a skunk in front of my house.
Oh.
Speaking of nuisances, yes, man. We're going to have to talk about that. But, I mean, it's there's so much to do in the outdoors. There's all kinds of state fairs going on. To our listeners in Indiana, the Indiana State Fair is kicking in, I think, yesterday. Yeah, to the 18th. That's a great fair. The Illinois State Fair starts next Thursday. I think it's the 8th, and that runs to the 18th. And last week I had on Jayette from the Department of Natural Resources, and it's 30 in the middle of the State Fair, which all you do at the State Fair is eat, 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 and eat. And then you go look.
That's pretty much what you do anyways, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And yeah. Then you go to all the different pavilions, and, you know, everybody's got something they're showing. But the cool thing is, you know, you go to Conservation World, and in this entire big state fair, here's 30 acres of grass, benches, and just calmness. I love it. I don't need to go to the state fair except for my pork chop sandwich and from the Illinois Pork Association, and I have to then go to get some dairy, and after about an hour after that, I go over to the Illinois Winemakers Association. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, me, Tom Palmisano and I should be members of that organization.
a touch of the grape?
Yeah, touch of the grape, you know. So we have a lot of cool things going on there with that. We got a lot of, I mean, there's so many, you know, Mr. Kupchow has got his pontoon boat out in front. The only guide I know, well, except for there's, I think Billy Heim runs one in Wisconsin. But here in Illinois, once you go fishing with a guide on a pontoon boat, it's unbelievable. And especially if you're a more mature angler, wink, wink, you understand?
Yeah. It's the size of a Greyhound bus.
It's the size of a Greyhound.
I walked up and was like, holy, it goes on forever.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's easy to get on and off. If you're in a wheelchair, it's easy to get on. If you're on a walker, it's easy to get on. Thank God I don't need any of those things yet.
You're close anyways.
I'm getting close, you know. You know, it depends on who you talk to. And, you know, well, we haven't gone turkey hunting in a long time to see any of the grunts and groans.
Oh, it's not pretty.
It's not pretty?
No.
But we've got a lot of neat things going on there. Captain Tony, I talked to him yesterday, and he said, Chaunce, he is going gangbusters. When somebody gives you I used to do the fishing reports for the Tribune many years ago for a long time. And I said to him, I would tell people what 1 star, 2 star, 3 star. If I gave something 5 stars, it's stupid fishing. I mean, you could throw a bare hook and catch a fish. Well, Tony said, it's stupid fishing. He says, I don't care what you got. You could throw flies. You could throw spoons. You could throw J-plugs. He says, you get out there at 5 in the morning, you're done in an hour and a half. And he says it's absolutely unbelievable on Lake Michigan for the salmon and stuff like that. It's just, he says, you can't go wrong. You go about to 130 feet of water, work out to 200, come back, and go to breakfast. My kind of fishing. I can't beat that at all.
Again, with the food.
Well, you know.
Are we sensing a theme here? This guy lives by his stomach, which is not a bad thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not a bad thing. And I noticed that you dove into the pastries and stuff pretty quick, so don't start throwing trash.
I don't want to refuse your hospitality. Okay. It'd be rude.
Yeah. But, you know, we've got some people that are here that I want to just make sure I say their name once before we hit the break here. First of all, Bob and Lori Bradbury. You don't work for him, Lori, but Whiskey Acres out of DeKalb, Illinois, the fine Illinois bourbon company. Yes. Now, it ain't food, but it's good.
It seems like you might have some experience with that.
Yes, we have a lot of experience with Whiskey Acres a few times. And we're going to try to talk to them, maybe becoming a supporter of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know? We have to make sure we do that.
Nice. Put the touch on them while they're here in front of everybody.
Yeah, you know, coffee,
no
juice.
No pressure, though.
You know, chocolate, donuts. You could set them up, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have John Daly from Southside Muskie Hawks. You got a new place you're having your meetings now on August 21st. 21st, it's at the Sportsman's Club in Alsip. 115th and Laramie. So come on out to there. And their guest speaker this month, who's it going to be? Mr. Reynolds?
Couldn't find anybody else. Crowley turned you down?
Bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, there you go.
Scrape the bottom of the barrel. I'll be there.
Yeah.
You should see turkey season. This is really bad. Thank God Danny Hayes isn't here. But, you know, yeah. And then, we got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to take a little bit of a break here because remember, we're all, if you're anywhere within a half an hour, get your over here because we got tons of food, tons of great guests, and more fishing stories than you can ever imagine. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting, with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition. And full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back.
But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
One pike, two pike, three pike, four!
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Some call it a water wolf.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever get a hold of your hands are going to smell.
Yeah,
this is from the Ubers. Yeah, hey there, you know. Yeah, hey, it's Edward Polly's. Hey, everybody. Welcome in. As a matter of fact, we just saw the Lytton Bass Fishing Club coach walked in here. Good to see you, coach. You know, as he's sitting there woofing and drinking, you know, that's all right. Kenny, how are you? Put the mic in front of it.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Everybody, this is Ken Husker O'Malley. What's the Husker from?
From my love of Nebraska football.
Really?
Really.
Oh, I thought it was because when you were a little kid.
Go Big Red.
I thought when you were a little kid, you had to buy the Husky clothes, you know?
No, that came as I got older.
Oh, that was my problem when I was a kid. But, you know, Ken is, you see his reports in the Sun-Times. Dale Bowman gives him a little bit of love. He's been on our program a couple of times. I refer to him in my fishing reports of what's going on and stuff like that. But you are one of the guys who is out fishing streams, ponds, and lakes all over Northeast Illinois.
And rivers, too.
Oh, rivers?
Oh, yeah.
We got a call for rivers.
We got a few rivers, too.
We do?
Yeah. They're pretty good, actually.
Are they?
And right now, that's probably my suggestion. Hit the rivers.
Hit the rivers?
Yeah.
What are you? You know, I know you're near the Fox, right?
Actually, the Des Plaines.
The Des Plaines?
The Des Plaines.
Des Plaines, boss. And, well, I know that, oh, God, you go just south of Flag Creek. People are going, where? That's in Burr Ridge. There's a lot of pike in that area under the Des Plaines. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm talking fish with space between their eyes.
Yeah, even down near the I-55, too.
Down there, too?
Big basin area, the, you know, four rivers.
You know,
a lot of pike.
I know you want more people to get out and get to fishing and do this and have some fun. How do we get them to look at the rivers, the streams, the ponds, because, you know, put your nasty gym shoes on, never walk in a stream or a lake barefoot, always have something on your feet. And, you know, how do we get them to do this, Kenny?
Basically, just go out and scout around, and, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in our local waters. You don't have to go up to Wisconsin, not that I don't love doing that.
No.
I was there yesterday.
Yeah. But, stopped at the Bratstadt on the way home, too?
Of course.
Okay. I know, food. It's just, calm down.
There's the theme.
Brats and curds. Don't forget those.
Oh, you got to get squeakers. You got to get squeakers.
Got to get those.
And the secret about eating cheese curds is if they don't squeak,
they're no good.
They're not fresh.
They're not fresh.
I've never heard of that until about a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I've led a sheltered life.
Yeah, that's what you have.
So, I mean, you know, but you said the Des Plaines River. What other areas people should take a look at? And you don't need to have a lot of gear, right?
No. You know, you can wet wade, you know, the Kankakee River. That's a good option right now as it's starting to finally come down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, you know, because of high water and all the rain we've been having. But, yeah, just grab a rod and reel and, you know, old gym shoes, like you said, and get out there and hit it.
Yeah, I mean, it's people are like, well, I don't know. Trust me, you need to wear something on your feet. I like an old pair of gym shoes because you just leave them outside and they dry up in a day or two. But, I mean, there's so many things other people have thrown in a stream or a river or a broken glass or who knows what. We just have to be concerned about it. And but, you know, some of the better fishing for smallmouth, where would you go, Ken?
Right now, some of the tributaries of the Des Plaines River are going absolutely phenomenal right now for smallmouth.
Okay. Where is a
Easy for you to say, isn't it?
Where is a tributary of the Des Plaines?
There's a few. Hickory Creek that comes out of the Joliet area.
Okay.
That's very good right now. You want to hit the DuPage River that flows into eventually into the Des Plaines. And some of the backwaters, Rock Creek, the Kankakee River is another good option as well.
Does Salt Creek go into the Des Plaines?
Salt Creek.
I don't know. I don't believe it does. I don't think it goes down that far.
No.
It dumps into First Avenue. When you cross First Avenue, that's Salt Creek.
Okay.
Which, I mean, everybody was, concerned about taking some of these dams out because, you know, we're losing, the deeper water. Well, it's not really deeper water. It's so silt-filled. But, you know, they take the dam out, and you're seeing walleye and pike and bass and stuff. They're making this run back and forth, and it's really, you know, yes, the people who have land on the river and they enjoyed seeing them, now they got a creek or a small river instead of a wider river. But it also helps with, you know, water problems. We have, you know, high water levels and things like that. I mean, it's just, but the fishing has only gotten better.
Oh, absolutely, because now fish are migrating like they normally would.
Yeah.
Springtime and in the fall.
Yeah. You know, someone says, well, where's one of your favorite smallmouth places to go? And they're expecting me to say northern Wisconsin, here, that, you know, whatever. And I go, basically Wolf Road to, you know, west to Ground Mill. And they look at me, what? I go, Salt Creek. It's got a great smallmouth bass fishery. And the funny thing is, nobody's fishing for it. And a lot of times, I would fish it, and I would be the only person I would see down there. I'm not complaining.
No, I wouldn't. You gotta keep that to yourself.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. You know? And you don't have, I mean, you can go with medium action stuff, whether, a spinning rod and reel combination, 8-10 pound test, because you're going to get snagged. Now it's okay. And just, you know, try to enjoy it. And it's part of Illinois, because really, yes, we have some big reservoirs throughout the state, but Illinois is also known for its rivers and streams.
Yep.
You know, just remember the song, By Thy River Gently Flowing, Illinois. Oh, God, I made a music reference. I made a music reference here. Oh, my God. But, I mean, these are all the things. Now, Ken, there's a number of different companies that help you out and stuff throughout your fishing extravaganzas. What are some of them?
Pro Staff for Fins Braids, Vector Hooks, Pure Fishing, just to name a few. Don't forget my brand, Husker Outdoors.
Husker's Outdoors.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggle Your Worm, IGO Plastics, Ice Junkies, Clam Outdoors. I can go on a little bit more. I could just stand up.
Waterworks.
It's easier.
Yeah, Waterworks. And then, you know, Waterworks, too, is then, did you say something, Mike?
Nope, I didn't say a thing.
You bit that one?
Nope,
yeah,
nope,
okay.
Nope. It's a family show.
Okay, I thought, Mike.
I saw your reaction to the worms, though.
Yeah, well, I just want to make sure we're okay here. Okay, Mike?
We're fine.
We're good on that one?
We're fine.
Okay.
We're fine.
Well, I want to thank you for coming out here. We've got some gift cards we're going to be giving out. We have lots of fishing reels to give out.
Lots here.
The minnow bucket, what we're going to do there, and you're going to be running this for me. Everybody's going to get a little red coupon. We're going to call numbers. You come. You can pick a reel if you want one or a rod reel combination, and just stick your hand into the minnow bucket. It's not going to bite you, and you pull out a gift. Whatever it is, you're going to win. And then we also have some gift cards here that you're going to enjoy.
Yeah, and I already know the winning numbers, so if you guys want, I'll hook you up. So let me know, and a little under the table there.
All right, let's give him a round of applause. Ken Husker O'Malley.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Anglers Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat. I love
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Johnny Bench, good guy. Nice. I had a great conversation with him. Hey, everybody, we're back at Paulie's. And as they would say on Bozo Circus, and a cast of thousands.
Yeah.
There was never 1,000 people in the damn place. I knew I was there all the time, you know. But on the with me, not on the phone. You're not on the phone, right?
Not on the phone today.
Okay. We have Mr. Wayne LeBaire from Waterworks Marine, the guy who has probably put more smiles on fishermen, skiers, and families to get on the water and enjoy a day in the sun, water, and fun wherever they are.
That's what it's about. Family, friends, food, and boats.
Family, friends, food, Mr. Reynolds. Anything?
Yes, no. It's a perfect life.
You can find something to eat anywhere you go. I've known you long enough where you know a good place for this or a good place for that everywhere.
Don't feel bad about that.
I'm not. Okay. I'm not. And, you know, Wayne, I know the 2025s are rolling in now. You know, they're bringing them, you know, probably every couple of days a few more show up. But, you know, I was looking at them, and you still have some 24s?
Yes. My son is going crazy ordering 25s, like, no, there's no tomorrow. So we got a lot of boats coming in. We have some 24s still in stock. Rebates are phenomenal from the manufacturers. I've never seen rebates this large, from $1,500 to $10,000.
What?
The extra discounts that we're giving on the boats, free warranties. I mean, these boats are practically for free.
For free?
For free. We're giving them away.
Sounds like a Bugs Bunny show. For free. You know? Well, you know, yeah, we're talking about on these Mercury motors, they're giving away a five-year.
Yep, three plus a two-year gold. And that's worth a couple thousand dollars on some of these motors. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, everybody's getting pretty aggressive. And, you know, we got a lot of low roughnecks because hunting season's around the corner here now. So we got a lot of low roughnecks in stock, a lot more coming in. And it's a good opportunity for the guys that want to order their own boat, get a pre-order in on a 25, and save some additional money under the pre-order program.
Oh, so someone could pre-order a boat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And save some money.
I didn't know that.
That way they'll have their boat ready for spring.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad deal. And, I mean, when I was talking to Wayne a couple of days ago on the phone, I said, I saw this boat called an Adventure. You know, Lund has a number of lines that they have.
Yes, they do. Pro-Vs, Adventures, Furies, Ties. We just got in one New Baron the other day, which is a mammoth boat. I mean, that boat is so deep, I can't even reach over the side. I need a gaff hook.
It's a Lake Michigan boat.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I looked at this one boat called an Adventure, and I said, Wayne, I never saw that boat. And he goes, we've had them for years. Okay. So, obviously, I didn't turn the page. But I said, it really looks like it's been redesigned. It looks good. It's for, you know, family, for skiing, for a couple of buddies, a couple of, you know, for you single guys, you want to take the girl out, do a little bit of fishing, you know, having some fun on.
Well, you know, they actually redesigned the Adventure 2 years ago, and they really hit a home run with it. It's such a great multi-species boat for our marketplace. It's big enough to get in Lake Michigan on a nice day, but you can just fish the smaller waters with it, and you can do all the family fun with it, too. Full windshield, single consoles, tillers. There's a model for everybody.
Yeah. Now, people will say, I want a boat. I've got money for it. I've got an old boat. Do you take boats in and trade in?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we love trades.
Yeah. And then you'll also spin around and also help them with financing if they need it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and if they have a credit union that they're part of, you work with the credit union?
We make it so easy to go fishing.
You hear that, Mike?
There's a new tagline for his business.
I know.
We make it easy to go fishing.
Make it easy to go fishing. It's almost as good as the Captain Tony tagline, don't leave fish to find fish. That's a good one, too, you know. But, I mean, and once again, you've got a – people will, like, you know, you've got, what, five guys in the back now?
Five mechanics. So we've been able to take our lead time in the service department from 4 weeks down to 1 week. So we've really been able to do a good job of keeping people in the water.
Yeah. I know I'm surprised we couldn't get him out of bed, but, you know, Jamie's down the street here.
Yeah, yeah. Today's a day off. So
well, he should have come here. You know,
there you go.
Jamie Harris is one of his longtime mechanics and stuff. But that's an important thing that you've got the staff, you got this. But what a lot of people may not realize, and I've talked about it every year because you think you've done it about 200 years in a row, you're a CSI Mercury.
Yes, it's kind of a really a kind of a prestigious award that my staff got.
Yeah.
There's about 4,000 dealers across the U.S. and Canada, and 240 dealers get this award. And we've gotten it for about 12 years in a row now.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's not just like, oh, you know, you got this plaque to hang on your wall. No, people have to interact with, you know, Mercury and say, this is what they did right. This is what we enjoyed about it. This is what they helped me with. I mean, it's not just a rubber stamp thing, right?
No, not at all. And you know, it's something that, you know, you can't achieve on your own. It takes really a good staff for us to be able to achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to have input into it and do a good job. So, and I'm proud of my staff. We do good service and keep people in the water.
Yeah. One of the things that I've when they first came out with it, I couldn't believe it. But Mercury's got that one app on your phone.
Vessel View? Yeah, it's a wonderful product. It tells you your fall codes, your hours, your fuel consumption, all on your phone. Yeah. And the app is free.
That's what I mean. It's like, what?
Everything at Waterworks is almost free.
Almost free. You know, tell that to the kid who's ordering the boats. Yeah. You know? But, Wayne, one of the things about that Vessel View is, think about it. When you take your motor in to a mechanic, not a Waterworks mechanic, but if you ever take it somebody else, mistake, and they're going to have to put it on a machine, they're going to have to look at it, they're going to charge you $150, $200 to diagnostics and do this and do that to go through it. Here, they're going to go, hold on a second. You got Vessel View? You got this wrong. Oh, that's working fine. Oh, oil pressure is good. This is right.
Yeah, and tells your maintenance schedule when you're due for your oil changes and all that sort of thing. It really keeps the information there. And it's funny, people walk in now with their boats for service and say, well, what's going on with it? And, well, let me see your phone. And we'll look at their app, and we can tell an awful lot from that information we can glean from that Vessel View.
And it saves them money from not having it hooked up to a computer.
Absolutely.
Once again, saving them money at Waterworks.
You got it. Almost free.
I almost want to say, what was that? Well, you always save more money, you know. And your pricing is unbelievable. I mean, when people across this country, I mean, I get the biggest kick when I'm driving somewhere or I'm going to a Bassmasters, I'm out east seeing family or friends, and I get behind a Lund or a Lowe. I always look for the Waterworks emblem, and I'm like, there's another one.
Well, you know, the Internet has created a coast-to-coast business for us.
Has it?
It really has.
Wow.
So, but that's a great thing. People come from all the country. A couple weeks ago, we had two people from Colorado at the same time picking up boats, and they lived like blocks from each other. It was just kind
of
ironic.
Didn't know it. That is so cool, Wayne. That is so cool. And once again, you know, we're talking with Wayne LeBaron from Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Like I said, him and Polly were the two very first sponsors of Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and it's because of them is what you have enjoyed the great outdoors with me for 26 years on the radio and before that with CLTV News and everything else. Thank you is not the right word to say to show the meaning, but thank you.
Well, thank you. You've been a great supporter of our company as well.
You know? And yes, Mr. Reynolds, I do catch a lot of that love.
I was feeling all warm and fuzzy right there. There was like a love fest going on right there.
The love fest is at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, buddy.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Pierogies, beef liver, and onions, I'm there, you know. But no, really.
Once again, folks, food. Food.
You've done so much for literally not just us, but the entire great outdoors, not just Illinois, but across the country. And I think Brunswick and Marine both, Brunswick Marine and the Low Boats and Lund, and everybody realizes that you are probably the straightest shooter in the marine industry.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We're the guys.
You're the guys.
Yep.
I got a guy.
He got a guy.
He's the guy. He's the guy. Well, once again, everybody, thank him for being part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors from the very, very beginning. And when you call him up or go down there, if you say, hey, I'm Chauncey's cousin, he's going to go, yeah, what number? You're the 700th
one? This guy's got more cousins than anybody I know.
Once again, Wayne LeBaron, Waterworks Marine. Thank you. I'm dead serious. He has done so much for the great outdoors and everything that I'm involved with. He says I'm there and wants to be part of it. So once again, always show your support. And if you're looking for a new boat or if you got an old boat that you're not using, you want to sell it? Well, everybody wave by to Paul. He's got to go back to work. Wayne's got to go back to work. But once again, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun.
Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a path near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Gil Boogie King. Can't go wrong. That's it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. What's Paulie's birthday? Next week?
August 18th.
Two weeks.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is, but yeah, August 18th.
Yeah. And when's your bar mitzvah?
My bar mitzvah? Same day.
Same day. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Again.
Oy vey. Just want to make sure. You know, that's okay. But really, and with me right now is a guy who I met 30 years we've known each other? You were a baby then.
I was 32, yeah.
You were 32?
No, I wasn't. I was like 20, 25.
Okay, keep lying. But, you know, Jim Crowley, Slick Fish Radio, Jim Crowley Outdoors, been on my show, I can't even tell you how many times, but there are people who have outdoor shows and promote the outdoors and, you know, plug a lot of different products. But you want people to learn to make their own products,
Yeah. Make
their own lures, make their own fishing rod. I mean, it's not rocket science, right?
No, it's not. It's actually easier a lot. It's actually a lot easier than most people think. One, to make your own lures. In most cases, you can build three for the price of one store-bought one. And building your own rods, I took up rod building later in life. And especially in the winter months, it is one of the most relaxing, one of the most enjoyable things. Because you're never going to catch, you're never going to fish a better rod than one that you build yourself. Because you got a horse in the race. It's just adds something completely different to the sport, and I've loved it. I've loved to have been able to build rods with my family for other people to see and just see the smile on your face. It's always fun to catch fish, right? But it's really cool when you catch it on something you made.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Oh, yeah. If you catch, you know, and I was talking to somebody, I think it was in Paul's when I was setting up yesterday, and he said, he goes, but if you catch it on a lure that you made, it's like, it's just more grateful.
You are, because everything, and I will tell you this, in the 10 plus years that I've really been doing this, building more stuff, you pay more attention when you're fishing, because I ask this question every time when I talk to people. It's, how many of you know exactly what your lures are doing on every single cast? I'll wait. Okay? When you build your own stuff, you pay attention more to every single cast because it's something that you made. If you're not paying attention on every single cast, you are missing bites. But when you build your own stuff, you tend to pay attention because it's yours. It's just a lot of fun.
It is. And, you know, especially the rods. I mean, that is, because I always thought it was real technical and stuff. And I'm not, if you see how they make a St. Croix rod, mm-hmm. I mean, you go, oh, my gosh. But then you realize you can make your mm-hmm. own, and it's not as hard as what you saw, because you can learn it by YouTube stuff you've done mm-hmm. and different things and different weights and mediums, and it's also probably a lot more cost-effective. Oh, my God, did I say that?
I would say when you're building lures, it's definitely more cost-effective. When you're building rods, I wouldn't say it's always more cost-effective, but it's exact. I look at it this way. I can choose, and there's a lot of great rods in the market today. Don't get me wrong. There's a ton of them. But if you could have exactly what you wanted instead of choosing from what other people are offering you, the only way you can do that is build it yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you can also put the quality of, because what frustrates me is I'll be using a rod, and I'll have that little ceramic thing pop out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
and now you can fix it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. This is exactly it. And are you able to make two-piece rods, too?
Yeah, I can make two-piece rods. You can. There are so many. I work for a company called Mudhole, which is the world's largest conglomerate of rod-building things. There is no better source for information and education when it comes to rod-building. I always look at it this way. The slogan on my show is, if I can do it, so can you. Trust me. If I can do it, so can you. And I picked it up later in life, and it's so much fun. But one-piece rod, two-piece rods, fly rods, whatever, it's not hard. You watch a couple videos and you're well. Now, believe me, the first rod that I ever built, I had more glue on me than I did on the rod. I about stuck myself to the table. But after that, and you learn, it's a lot of fun.
It really is. And, I mean, that's where, you know, people need to, and it gives you that something else to do and be part of. As a matter of fact, Mr. Reynolds here, my co-host, is handing me this thing that, it's a mud. It's, what is this?
So what this is for anybody who deals with high school students or with fishing clubs, well, Mudhole is actually offering a program where you can get your own private label rods, and especially for the high school kids, they can get them for $41 to $47 a piece. It's a lot better than having kids go out and buy a $150 to a $200 rod. And so what we
you
did on
it's
this
better
one,
for the parents.
Yes, it's okay. Better for the parents. Okay, and we also want the kids fishing. And this would be a rod in the store that would be well worth $100 to $120. And so what I did today is I brought one of these that somebody's going to win, and you can see what a private label rod is like. And so if any of your clubs or anything want anything to do with that, or any of your high school kids want anything to do with that, just let me know, because I can put you in contact with it, save your kids a lot of money, and put good quality gear in their hands. But somebody's going to win one of these today, just to show you that it doesn't have to be expensive to have fun and be productive.
Yeah, because one time I decided, well, this is a long time ago, not lately. Okay, Mr. Reynolds, long time ago. Before
back
you give me...
Back in the old days?
Back in the old, before you get your cheap shot. But I took my tackle boxes and I started listing all of my tackle just to make a running history. And then I put what it was for sale. I've never showed it to my wife.
Good call.
Good call, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I have that much fishing tackle? And that was a long time ago.
Yeah. What did I tell you? God forbid something happens to you. I want to be first in that garage. Oh, boy.
The love I'm feeling here. The love.
I said, God forbid. I don't want anything to happen. But if it should.
But if it should, he wants to be first in line.
I want to be in that garage.
And you don't want the decoys in the crawl space?
No, I didn't know about them. Added bonus.
I got decoys that I think are they're doing what normal ducks and geese do, because they seem to they're growing in the basement. I don't know what's going on there. But it's a lot of different things. But now, Jim, you know, your show, Slick Fish Radio, when is it on?
So Slick Fish Radio is on Wired to Fish TV. If any of you have Sling or Plex or Fubo or Distro or Local Now, any of those streaming stations, I think there's like 12 we're on now, both my shows, Jim Crowley Outdoors and Slick Fish Radio, are on Wired to Fish TV. So if you look for that, my one show, Jim Crowley Outdoors, is on every day at 4 o'clock. And then Slick Fish Radio, I think, is on 5 or 6 times a week. And then if you listen to podcasts, Slick Fish Radio is also on Roku, Fire TV, Amazon Music, iTunes, and Spotify. So, you'd be sick of me. It's enough places where you could find it.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. Now, you're going to go out hunting later this fall, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to cover that on?
No, because now we do. Now all our shows are fishing related. So now when I get to hunt, now I don't have to have a camera.
Which is a lot easier.
It's more enjoyable. You need a little bit of downtime, and I really enjoy duck hunting with my friends, and that's what I want. I just want to hunt.
Yeah, because, you know, when I've been turkey hunting with Mr. Reynolds and, yes, that other gentleman.
You wouldn't want a camera on that.
The other Mr. Reynolds.
One. Huh?
The other Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, the other
oh,
Mr.
Oh, hey,
Reynolds.
You're talking
and
about
Hayes. And Mr. Yeah. Hayes, okay. Danny Hayes. All I know is I've seen video of me sitting there in the blind going, like that.
If you remedy that and you put your head down, people think you're praying. It's a lot better.
They really?
Yeah.
I mean, the nun's not going to come up behind me and whack me in the head?
I have a buddy of mine that we always say he falls asleep when we're duck hunting. He goes, I wasn't asleep. I was praying.
I was so, praying? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's always an interesting way. And once again, you fish all over the Midwest and beyond. There is so much good fishing in Illinois.
There is. We were actually just talking about it with some gentlemen over here before, and there still are some good places, you know, in Illinois. I also fish a lot in Wisconsin and Minnesota. End of the month, we'll be doing our Canadian leg of filming season. I think we have 3 stops in Manitoba and Ontario. But, yeah, there can be some incredible fishing here. It's just like anything else. You have to look for it. But, yeah, for sure.
That's good. Well, and everybody, you know, and I'm not saying this anywhere detrimental or anything, but before, you know, you started your outdoor world while you were working for the city of Normal.
I did.
I did,
yeah. So I worked for the city of Bloomington for 30 years, and this is, I think, my 33rd year in the outdoor industry. And it's been a blessing. I will tell this to everybody. I will say this on every interview that I've ever been asked to be on. God has blessed me with the opportunity to do what I love to do, and one of the best parts of that is doing stuff like this, to talk and see people like this. That is not what I'm saying. Anybody who knows me knows it. This is my favorite part of the job. I'm thrilled you and I have been, and Mike as well, have been friends for a very, very long time. I am blessed and fortunate to know both of you. And I'm always glad when we get to hang out.
Well, that's very nice. I mean, the very first time I met Mr. Crowley, 30 years ago, you said?
That's what I think it is.
30 years ago, the two of us were at Bass Pro Shops in Gurnee, and we were standing on the concrete pillars around the big fish tank in the middle.
Casting in the tank.
And we were casting and catching fish in the tank.
We got yelled at.
Yeah, we got yelled at.
Because it was after hours, and, man, we were catching the heck out of them.
Yeah, with a good day. You know, and then the muskie would fly up, and, yeah.
We told this, real quickly, we told this story the other night on my show, but do you guys remember the commercial where Kevin Van Dam would be up on the thing or Bill Dance, and they would yell at him? I know two guys who did that before they did. And we got yelled at and told to get back in the thing. I actually hooked a big striper in that tank and splashed water out on the guy who was mopping the floor over there. And we didn't have fans after that.
No.
But it was a lot of fun.
Guy says, I can't believe that I was fishing in the aquarium.
And we still had problems catching fish. What does that tell you?
The love I'm hearing from both of you.
You know, you just mentioned love. I've known Jim for not as long as you have, and I've met a lot of people in the outdoor industry. I'm on the hunting side. He's more on the fishing side. You guys know Dan Basor comes almost every year. You know how I feel about him? Awesome. This is Dan's replacement, as it were. This is a guy that does what he does for the pure love of the sport and to teach people how to do what he does. There's no ego involved. There's nothing involved other than he wants to spread what we all love. And he if you ever have a chance to watch him work with little kids, in the same way with Chauncey, the two of them really understand what we're supposed to do. I look out and we're all of the same age. We need to get the next generation in, and these guys have spent their careers trying to recruit kids and get kids to come and do what we do and love the things that we love the way we love them. And to their credit, they've been very, very successful at it and very good at it. And it's something that we all need to model ourselves after both of these guys, because they've done what we're supposed to do, because we're not going to be around forever. And they need, the next generation needs to come up or it goes away. It's that simple. And these guys have done it.
Well, Whiskey Acres is trying to keep me around forever.
No.
You know?
By pickling,
oh, that's parts of my body.
By pickling you?
Yeah, that's right. That's where we're going to get pickled, you know? Yeah.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Very kind. One thing I will say, that, and this is what I have felt, especially the older I've got, and I hope all of you feel the same way. This is not about us. Pass on what you know so the sport will grow. Somebody needs to come behind us to make it better than every single one of us, myself included here. Yep. Somebody has to come along to make it better. That's how we progress. That's how we get better. And it doesn't matter. It could be a simple couple words from any one of you in this room. It doesn't have to be us. Pass on what you know so the sport will grow. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, put a smile on a kid's face. Just do that. Because this industry has been so rewarding for me, and I've seen it with a lot of kids in the high school and college ranks. Please, there's nobody in here unexperienced enough to not do something. Put your hand on a kid's shoulder. Help them do something. Mm-hmm. Do something to just keep growing this sport, because it would be so rewarding. And kind words from you, encouraging words from you to a young individual, you never know where that can end up. It goes farther than us.
That's right.
All right, let's pass the basket on that one. Hey,
hell yeah.
Carmen, real quick, is there a place for Whiskey U?
Not yet, not that I know of.
Not that you know of yet?
21st, but I don't know where it is.
Okay. All right, just want to make sure. Whiskey U, you got to keep an eye on it on the ESPN Facebook page. It is one of the best times you're going to have. You got a little sampling, you have some food, a little bit more sampling, and you're not.
Count
you're
not, me in.
You're go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, Carmen, I'm one of the first people there, you know. But he always takes his kids fishing, and he's active with Little League and everything else, but he takes his kids fishing, Dan Basor's house, and also to, you know, having a great time. Thank you for coming. Carmen, you're the first person from the station who's done that. And thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the end of the show here. I hear the flute playing. And it's kind of like you should have been reading over my shoulder, but this is a Native American proverb from the Ojibwe Nation. It says, each of us must find out for himself or herself what their gift is so that they can use it in their life. Each one of us must find out for himself or herself what their gift is so they can use it in their life. That's from the Ojibwe Nation. Once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We are borrowing it all from our children's children, children. That's very true. Justin, that station, thank you for pulling this off this week. Everybody, round of applause. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.